Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, Inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim on this beautiful Wednesday. We have a really interesting topic today that we're going to be covering called gaslighting, that I feel like I never heard this term really before, before we came into contact with this with our guest today. But I certainly recognize the behavior, the responses, the limiting beliefs that center around it. So I think there's going to be a lot of listeners out there that are going to be able to identify with this as well and find the conversation today helpful. So very much looking forward to that. Of course, we'll be taking your calls and questions if you have them. This is the time to call. You can do that by calling in directly at 202-570-7057, or you can, of course, reach out to us on any one of our social media platforms with questions. I'm also very excited to have my co-host back with me this week so we can be together. Mark, welcome back.
Yes, I am back from vacation. Hi, Kim. Hello, Inspired listeners. Thanks for hanging out with us today for yet another Wisdom Wednesday. This show is going to be a good one, and I think I heard our guest come on the line. I'm getting a notification that she is on the line. So we'll get to our guest here shortly, Kim. How was last week's show, Riding Solo?
Well, I always miss you, Mark, when you're gone, but I know you're out having fun, and I'm going to trust that you did everything to behave yourself out in Vegas. You don't have to share, Mark. That's
what
all right.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, as the old saying goes.
Right. So last week's show was very, very good. We talked about just higher levels of consciousness and ways in which we can and do that, which is always important. And, that even applies to our topic today as we talk about the gaslight effect and how to spot and survive the hidden manipulation others use to control your life, which is the book that our guest today, Dr. Stern, has written. We're going to be talking through, but I'm going to turn it over to you, Mark, as you go through some other important information. I just want to say real quickly here, if you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing or reach out to me, you can do that at lovefirst.info.
Thank you, Kim. Like Kim said, I am your co-host, Mark Lane Hart, the Seattle Seer here in Seattle, Washington. And if you would like to explore the unknown or see the unseen in 2018 with me, you can visit my site online at marklanehart.com. You can do an internet search for The Intuitive Prospector. You can find me on all the social media pages and also on YouTube, where you can catch all of the videos from our last three seasons of Inspired Living Radio. And we've had some amazing shows over the course of our last three seasons. I do want to let the Inspired listeners out there all around the world know that we appreciate you being here. Thank you for being a part of our Inspired community, bringing inspiration and light to the world in times when it seems like it's very dark and chaotic out there. I do want to give an Inspired listener shout out to Professor Stephen Hawkins, who I found very interesting, Kim, on Pi Day. Today is National Pi Day, P-I, not actual Pi Day, P-I-E, but Pi Day 3.14 in mathematics, that he decided to transition into the spirit world on Pi Day. I find that very interesting
in
the work that he did, and also on Albert Einstein's birthday. So just some from a numerology standpoint, some very interesting numbers that fall into place with Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, and just give an inspired listening shout out to Professor Stephen Hawking for all the work that he has done over the last 76 plus years. So if you want to follow the show, you can follow us right now on social media. You can go to Facebook and look for Inspired Living Radio, Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired For Us. That is the number four. If you want to follow us on any of the social media platforms, you can also follow encore shows that we have throughout the week. If you do not catch the live show today, you can always find all of our past shows on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean. Ohm Times Radio Archives has all of our shows. And, of course, I have my favorite shows at marklanehart.com. And I know, Kim, you have your favorite shows at lovefirst.info. The call-in line, if you want to call in to ask us a question or our special guest today, you can call in the United States. Is the number to call is 1-202-570-7057. If you are outside the United States, please visit our Facebook page for all of our international listeners and post your question there on the Facebook page. I will be monitoring it during the live show. And if you have a question, we'd love to bring it to air for our guest or Kim or myself. Our positive affirmation for March, if you can believe, we're already moving into halfway through the middle of March. I don't know where the time's going, Kim. But the positive affirmation for this month is, I surrender my ego to my higher self. Let me say that one more time. I surrender my ego to my higher self. And just for our listening audience, I do want to let our listeners know that I do have a public event coming up here in 2 weeks, Spiritual Conversations and Connections, which is a public demonstration in mediumship, Saturday, March 31st at A Path to Avalon in Arlington, Washington, and then another event on Friday, April 27th here in West Seattle at Inner Alchemy, where I'll be doing a public demonstration in mediumship and connecting to those in the spirit world. So I'm going to turn this back over to you so we can get into all of the great information that our guest is going to provide our listening audience and the gaslight effect. I'm interested in learning about the gaslight effect and just want to say happy Pi Day to all our inspired listeners. Back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Mark. So I'd like to introduce our guest today. She's got quite a background, and she's written a book, The Gaslight Effect, that we're going to be talking about, which I have a feeling, again, like I said earlier, a lot of people are going to be able to relate in some way to some of the things we're going to be talking through today. But Dr. Robin Stern is an associate director for the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence. She's a licensed psychoanalyst, educator, and author with over 25 years of experience treating individuals, couples, and groups. She holds a doctorate in applied psychology from New York University and a postdoctoral certificate in psychoanalytic group psychotherapy from the Postgraduate Center of Mental Health. She's on the faculty of Teachers College, Columbia University, where she co-teaches a class on emotional intelligence. And she is the co-developer of RULER, as well as a co-creator and lead facilitator for Yale's Institute. So Dr. Stern, thank you so much for being with us today.
Welcome, Dr. Stern.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Listening to all my credentials, I think, what I really want to do and have always wanted to do in the world is to help people make their dreams come true and get out of their own way and to build their inner core so that they can do that. So no matter what I'm doing, that's where I'm aiming.
Yes, yes. Well, we love that because this is what we're all being called to do now, is to support one another in ways that we're able to assist. And certainly there's a lot to be done in the area of gaslight effect, because it feels like there's a lot that we're going to talk about this. I'd love for you to explain what it is and so forth, but just in my own understanding, sure, from having read through the information, I would imagine every single person has experienced an aspect or two of this effect. So, I'm feeling like a lot of people are going to be able to identify with this. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about your background and And what gaslighting is? What does that mean? What does it include? How can we identify it? What are some of the symptoms? All these really important things that are good for us to know.
Okay, so I will just begin at the beginning. Many years ago, before the book came out in 2007, I was noticing that a lot of women in my practice were second-guessing themselves and really feeling very unstable in their relationships on the one hand, and on the other hand, having huge success in their pursuing business careers and or professional careers in other ways, and yet feeling like they couldn't really get a grip on what was real for them and what was truth for them in between themselves and the people they were involved with. And I began to think about that, and I began to think that I'd seen that so many times through the years, and there was just more and more of it happening in my practice. And around that time, I just coincidentally saw, I guess there are no coincidences, but I happened to see the movie Gaslight. Again, I had seen it years ago, the 1944 movie with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer, where the husband in the movie resorts to this diabolical manipulation in order to hopefully gain access to his wife's inheritance. And what he does in the movie is he manipulates her environment so that she believes she's going crazy. And I noticed that what was happening for her, this was a young woman who at the beginning of the movie, of course, it was a character, a created character, but she came into the relationship adoring and trusting and feeling that her the person she loved was wonderful, and she idealized him. So that when he began to say things to her about her reality, she might dismiss them at the beginning. Oh, that's silly, Gregory. That's not true of me. When he said to her, well, you know, you have trouble with your memory, or you forget things, she dismissed it initially. But because they were in this relationship, because she wanted his approval, because she wanted to maintain the connection, and because she idealized him in some way, and believed that he loved her, she began to question her own reality. She began to say, well, gee, maybe I am forgetful. Maybe there is something wrong with me. And I did some research on gaslighting, which the term was used after the movie, which was called Gaslight, because in addition to manipulating environment, the things in her environment, he also manipulated the gaslight in her home. Mm-hmm. And then told her, in fact, it wasn't flickering. No, you're making it up. Nothing's happening. And gaslighting appeared in the literature and in a few articles as the definition, a form of manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or members of a group, hoping to make the person targeted question their own memory, perception, and sanity. That's the definition on Wikipedia. And I'm going to say it again because I believe that most people listening have experienced, as you said, either some form of this or have witnessed it in a family mm-hmm. member or a friend. Mm-hmm. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or members of a group, hoping to make the target or the person who is the target question their own memory, perception, and sanity. And what I noticed in my practice was that the effect of that was that the person who began to second guess themselves began to lose their confidence, their sense of judgment, and ultimately was out of contact with the same strong person or the same sense of self they were in fact when they got into the relationship. So the gaslight effect then is describes what happens to the people who are in that relationship where gaslighting is the tango, is the dance between the partners, where one person is more powerful and the other person is the target of that power dynamic. In a negative way. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense. It's a very heavy, heavy dynamic. I just as energetically just feels very heavy. And it feels like it just is this cycle that goes around and around and around until the person who's doubting themselves gains enough strength within themselves or connects to the truth of who they are that can break that cycle. Otherwise, you just go round and round, right?
You're absolutely right. And I think that what ends up happening in the third stage, as I identify in my book, there are three stages of gaslighting. The first is disbelief, where, as I said about the character in the movie, the person you're involved with, or your friend, or your mom, or someone else who's gaslighting you will say something to you like, "Oh, you know what? You're so depressed all the time, or you're such a nuisance, or that's not right, or you have no idea what you're talking about," and you think, "Don't be silly. Of course, it's not true." And then the second stage, when yourself, is when they've said something like that again and again, and you're saying, "No, that's not true of me. Of course I have a good memory. Of course I'm confident. How can you say that about me?" Because it's hard to let go of that want for the person who's gaslighting you to believe in you, to trust you, to think well of you. And then the third stage, which is what you were just talking about, where I believe, is where depression sets in, where you begin to have less and less of a sense of joy, where you're more and more out of contact with the people who confirm your inner self, where you've in fact lost contact with who you really are, and you're so much in the other person's head and so much in the other person's judgment that it is that you are in a state of depression. And most of the patients I saw and patients I wrote about were not yet in that stage, although there were a few who had gone to that very sad and hopeless place. And often what wakes people up is something very extreme that happens, where suddenly you realize, wait a minute, it can't possibly be the case, where the truth presented by your very certain of himself gaslighter is so far from what you could ever imagine that a light bulb goes off. Or more commonly, it's another person. So back to the movie example. In the movie, there's a neighbor who recognizes the wife, the character Ingrid Bergman plays, and is astonished to see her because he knows what happened in her aunt's house years ago. And he is afraid that the husband is up to no good. Something suspicious is going on. So he makes his way into her home and ultimately confronts her with a question of, do you know whose footsteps are in the attic? Who's really playing with the gaslight? I mean, I know I haven't described the details of the movie, but I think it's clear as I'm saying it. If not, just stop me and I'll clarify.
One moment, Dr. Stern. That's our first lead into our first break here. So we're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to continue on with this very interesting conversation. We're getting into the nuts and bolts of this now. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First Services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our very special guest today, Dr. Robin Stern, as we talk about the notion of the gaslight effect and also her book. We haven't gotten into the book yet, aspects of it. But before we went to break, Dr. Stern, you were talking about the different stages of gaslighting and how essentially someone gets broken down until something is activated or triggered within them that then awakens them to what's happening. So if you want to continue talking through that, that would be great.
Yeah, and so thank you. In the movie Gaslight, this neighbor who I was describing made his way into connecting with the Ingrid Bergman character, the wife and the husband-wife dynamic, because he thought there was something suspicious going on in the home. And he began to question her about, and I think this is where we took the break, about the footsteps that she was hearing in the attic, where she was thinking the lights are flickering. So she would hear these noises and then she would hear the lights flickering. And the neighbor character, played by Joseph Cotten, for those movie lovers amongst us, said something to the effect of, you know who those footsteps are. You know who they are, don't you? And he pushed her and he pushed her. And it turned out that inside of herself all that whole time, she really did have an inkling. Mm-hmm. Really did have an inkling. She suspected him, but would not allow herself to go there. Mm-hmm. And the kind of manipulation that gaslighting is really under the radar. So sometimes mm-hmm. you don't even know what's going on. We call it, or I call it, stealth bullying, right? It's really happening out of your awareness. And yet when something wakes you up, it's as if it's so clear that how could you have not seen it before? Mm-hmm. So some of the warning signs of the fact that you might be experiencing a gaslight effect, not necessarily conclusive, but if these things are happening to you, it might be that you're the victim of the gaslight effect. You're constantly second-guessing yourself. You ask yourself, am I too sensitive, a dozen times a day? You often feel confused and even crazy in the relationship. You're always apologizing for yourself. You can't understand why, with so many things that are going well in your life, you're not happier. You frequently make excuses for your partner's behavior. You know something is wrong, but you just don't know what it is. You start lying to avoid the put-downs and the reality twist. You have trouble making simple decisions. You don't recognize yourself. You wonder if you're good enough. You can't do enough to convince your partner that you're okay. So if you have experienced any of those symptoms or several of them, it's possible that there's gaslighting going on in your relationship. And it may be that it's as simple as saying, I know what's happening, I can identify it, let me name it, and let me figure out what to do about it. So it may not be that the person on the other side is an evil person, has evil intent. It may simply be that this is the way in which he or even she has learned to manipulate and learn to get his or her own way, or learn to steady themselves when they feel out of balance. So I'll stop there just to ask if you have any other questions about, I mean, there's so much more to say, but if you have any specific questions about where you'd like me to go from here, I can describe the different kinds of gaslighters, the glamour gaslighter, the good guy gaslighter, the intimidator. I can talk about the gaslight tango, the participation of two people. I can talk about...
Let me just stop right there, because when you say the participation, let's talk a little bit about that, because just backtracking a little bit, I think that's one of the most difficulties about this experience, is that these things are not may not be happening overtly, but rather very subtly. And so in deeper it is you go, because it's out of the it's not so easy to spot. And I think there's a very it's very purposeful that it's like that, because it's very purposeful, this dynamic, for the purpose of the person's soul's evolution, is that if it were so easy, then they wouldn't recognize these aspects about themselves. And when you say one of the symptoms is you don't recognize yourself, that was one of the things that caught my attention, because this is what I feel like it's all about, is connecting to who it is you really are. So there was a disconnect to begin with. You don't recognize yourself because you didn't know who you really were before this all started. And this,
or maybe you knew. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, this connects you to the truth of that. This is a process that leads you to truth, really, is how I would understand it.
It is a process that leads you to truth, exactly. And when I think about that, losing connection with yourself, it's not that you've never had that connection. My experience with my patients has taught me that if you have a connection and you're in a relationship with somebody who's very powerful in your mind, whose approval and love you feel you are desperate for and can't live without for that moment, that may be a greater power over you than your own truth for a while. And you might be willing to give it up. You might be willing to give up your truth to hold on to the relationship, even though you're not thinking about it that way. So that, back to your point, which I love, about this being under the radar and self-bullying, if somebody came to you and said, you know, I'm going to tell you something now in the hope that I'm going to undermine your reality, you would say, you know, that's crazy. Of course I'm not going to allow you to do that.
Right.
Right? But when
it's not funny, but manipulation,
right. Yeah, no, of course. Right. But since it's a manipulation, and since the person is in fact doing it most of the time out of your awareness until it's too late, you are caught up in it. So, you know, imagine the scenario that I've seen so many times in my practice. Someone is involved in a relationship, the guy does something egregious, and I don't mean to stereotype. At the same time, in my practice, the pairing I saw most often was women coming in talking about their gaslighting relationships with men who were gaslighting. There certainly are many examples from boy-girl relationships to mom-kid relationships to best friend relationships to relationships in our country at large. So there are many examples. But somebody is coming to you with being incredibly inconsiderate and and late all the time, for example, and constantly stepping on your toes, and you confront that person and you say, hey, I really don't like the way you're treating me, or hey, I don't like the fact that you're late, or hey, I don't like the fact that you're still having dinner with other women when we are involved with each other. And imagine that your gaslighting boyfriend or husband or partner says to you, oh, honey, you're just so sensitive. Well, in fact, maybe you are sensitive, but that still doesn't explain why he or she is having dinner with someone else when you're in a committed relationship. Doesn't explain why he or she is late. It doesn't explain why he or she is mistreating you. And even absent the apology, you're still somehow responding in the moment as if you're having a two-way conversation when you're no longer having a two-way conversation. When now you're having a conversation with yourself about whether or not you're being too sensitive is kind of ruining the relationship. Mm-hmm. And that is really powerful, because the gaslighter can find some way to hook into your vulnerability so that he gets you, or she gets you, and gets you to second guess yourself, and to at least feel shaky enough on the ground you're standing that you're saying, you know, would another woman put up with this? What's wrong with me? Maybe my upbringing was so rigid, and on and on. Mm-hmm. And so in the Gaslight Tango, the reason that I found named the Gaslight Tango is it really is a dance that two people do together. And it's not that you're, as I said, agreeing to have somebody manipulate you, but in your unwillingness to let go of the power struggle, in your unwillingness to have your partner think badly of you, even in the moment, or your unwillingness to risk the feeling of being separated even for a while psychologically from your partner in that disagreement, you are participating. So that I found that writing the book and talking about it with people was very empowering, because people are not the victim, do not need to be the victim of bad treatment when they recognize that that's what's going on. And so the recognizing of it, the naming it, is very important. Because if you don't know that that's what's happening, you're just pointing the finger at yourself over and over again and saying, there's something wrong with me. You know, I can't think straight. Like, I can't make decisions anymore. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with me. So that people who are in these kind of relationships, and I'm sure many of our listeners have either been in the relationship or witnessed the relationship, or one person feels like the strong self and the other person feels like just energetically something's happening that is shaking their sense of self. When really the person doing the gaslighting is doing that in order to hold on to themselves, right? When they feel uncomfortable, when they feel some kind of threat to their cohesion, one way to surely get it right back is to insist that your reality is the reality and try to undermine the other person's sense of judgment and reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, Dr. Stern, that we keep this dance moving and get our inspired listeners to, one, check out your website. I think it's important for our guests that we point out where the book can be found. So I know it's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Google Play. And if you want to learn more about the book that Dr. Stern has written, you can go to robinstern.com. That's STERN.com. And what I like reading through the digital book and what you have on your website directly is, are you being gaslighted? And I think for our inspired listeners, if you want to check out the site, there's some telltale signs on, are you being gaslighted? For example, does your opinion of yourself change according to the approval or disapproval from your spouse? When your boss praises you, do you feel as if you could conquer the world, or do you feel hopeless and joyless? So I think there's some really good telltale signs, and we're going to be going to our second break here in just a few minutes. But if you wanted just to point out some of the other telltale signs of, you know, when you're doing the gaslight tango, as you were just talking about, I think our inspired listeners would get a lot from that. And then, of course, as they go to check out your site and any of the sites for purchasing the book.
So again, I talked about it a little bit ago, but I think that some of the most salient signs are you second guessing yourself? Are you asking yourself, am I too sensitive? Am I too rigid? Am I too something a dozen times a day? Are you ruminating about your last conversation over and over again, trying to figure out who's right or who's wrong? Mm-hmm. Do you often feel confused and crazy in the relationship? You walk away and you really can't think through it clearly. You're always apologizing for something that when you take a step back, you realize you didn't do anything. In fact, you might even have been the one complaining, but you're always apologizing. And you're frequently making excuses for your partner's behavior. You know there's something wrong, but you just can't put your finger on it. You start lying to avoid being put down and having your reality twisted. You start lying to your friends, making excuses all the time. Mm-hmm. You have trouble making simple decisions. You don't recognize yourself. You wonder if you're good enough. You wonder why you can't convince your partner that you're right. Those are some of the warning signs.
So I guess before we've got about 2 minutes before our last break of the show, but how does one avoid this type of person? How do we go about deflecting, protecting our boundaries, protecting our energy so that we don't get gaslighted? What are some examples that we could share with the listening audience?
So I think that there are two ways that I want to respond to that. One is for the people who might be in the relationship already. How do you prepare to stop the gaslighting? And how do you turn off the gaslighting, right, if you're in a relationship? How do you decide whether to stay or go in a relationship? And then how do you live your life in a way where you keep it gaslight free? Where you move from gaslight to clear sight in your own life. So I think if we're going to go to the break in a minute, that I can begin. Do I have time to begin?
That's brilliant timing right there. We're going to go to our final break of the show, so great timing. But stick around. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we'll pick this back up on the other side of the break here with our very special guest, Dr. Robin Stern, talking about her book, The Gaslight Effect, How to Spot and Survive the Hidden Manipulation Others Use to Control Your Life. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back in two.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Dr. Robin Stern. So, Dr. Stern, we've been talking about the gaslighting effect. My goodness, there's a lot that goes on in this dynamic. And while you clarified for us that this can happen in any kind of relationship, it doesn't have to be romantic, but most of the, it sounds like a lot of the patients that you've seen were women that have come in romantic relationships where they've gone through this experience. What happens then when you start working with somebody and they start going within, looking at the places within themselves that or where they are disconnected from themselves in this process? What happens to the dynamic of the relationship? What do you notice? Is there, does that relationship come to a completion because everything that was needed to learn was learned, or do people stay in it and work through that together? What do you notice?
Thank you for those questions. Really important, and I think very relevant and will be resonant with the listening audience. And the answer is, it depends. I notice there are couples for whom that awakening led to a reclaiming of their of a wonderful dynamic, or a focusing on what is good, what was good, and what's loving and supportive and alive between the two of them, and they each worked on their part. So, for example, in one couple I worked with, when the gaslighting was pointed out by a therapist, myself, when the woman was able to begin to say, you know what, I'm going to opt out of this, is a power struggle, and it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong, I just don't like the way I feel. I feel like there's something crazy going on, and I think this is the gaslighting thing. And the guy in the couple was able to say, okay, I hear you, let me think about it and come back and say something a lot more directly, or simply say at times, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, rather than coming back to the woman with some kind of manipulation of how it was her fault that she was upset with him. And so in that case, for example, they were able to hold on to what was good and let go by naming it and managing themselves in the moment, emotionally managing themselves in the moment, to walk away when things were getting confusing until they could sort it out. They went on to live happily ever after so far. Mm. I think the most important piece that will determine whether or not the gaslighting will change is your own willingness to give up your power struggle in the moment, to give up being right or wrong, and ultimately to give up the relationship if you have to. So that when you get to the point where you know that the way you feel about yourself and you're connecting to your inner truth is more important than anything else to you, then you can really start working on it. And there is no predictable path. It really depends on how entrenched you are as a couple, how much work it will take to get out, and also perhaps the answer to one of a few questions that I ask in the book. When you think about the relationship down the road, so you've identified that there's a gaslighting tango. You've identified that you keep it going by your partner. You've identified that your partner gets his power and his certainty by standing in one place and trying to undermine you. You've decided you have to change this. Mm-hmm. You ask yourself then, can I imagine acting differently with this person? Do I really think he's capable of acting differently with me? And importantly, am I willing to do the work it might take to change our dynamic? It's hard to walk away from a power struggle. It's hard to stop caring who's right or who's wrong and to just say, how do I want to feel? Or I don't like the way I'm feeling, or this isn't me. This isn't me. I would never tolerate this. It doesn't align with how I see myself in the world. And looking down the road, can you visualize, if I give this my best effort, will I be happy with our relationship? Is there enough that I really want to preserve, that working on it will make the difference? Because often that fighting, that gaslight tango, that dynamic begins to consume so much of the relationship that that becomes what it's about. Mm-hmm. And then I think that keeping your life gaslight free involves a lot of what you talk about on your show, listening to your inner voice, connecting with a higher power that helps you to connect to your inner self, talking to friends who support that about you and support that with you, writing in a journal, asking yourself, and I really love this question, is this relationship, would it be good enough for my best friend? Would this relationship be good enough for my sister, my brother, my daughter, my son? Because often that can be the wake-up call. Practicing positive self-talk, affirmations are so helpful. If you listen to so many of us, our negative self-talk is defeating us all the time. Taking care of ourselves, practicing self-compassion, mm-hmm. reflecting on our spiritual guide or spiritual self or values regularly, remembering that no is a whole sentence. Remembering that I like the way I feel or I don't like the way I feel is reason enough to end a moment of a tangle with someone. Mm-hmm. So those are some helpful ways to go forward and to keep your life gaslight free. And the other visualization that I love that was offered to me by a colleague and mentor of mine is to imagine that you live in a house that you love and you furnished it, and in the visualization, if you have time, you can really imagine every one of the rooms and how carefully you chose each one of the belongings and the furniture and the colors on the wall, and you feel safe there. And then imagining that surrounding that house, there is a fence with a gate, and only the people who make you feel good about yourself, who leave you feeling whole, are allowed in. Only the people who support you. That can strengthen you. Having that visualization that you ultimately have control over who you interact with, that ultimately you have agency, that you can listen to your inner voice, and you can make that choice for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's so important to listen to that inner voice, that inner guidance, that intuition, that exactly what you're talking about. And again, yeah. For our listening audience, if you want to get the book, you can visit Dr. Stern at robinstern.com. You can find the book on all the major outlets from Barnes & Noble to Amazon to Google Play and iBooks. Now, I was curious when I was reading through your bio that you're a co-creator and lead facilitator at Yale, and you co-developed what is called the RULER, but I didn't see what RULER actually stood for. So I'm just curious. What is the RULER, RULER?
So RULER is the first initials of the five skills, first letters of the five skills of emotional intelligence. So the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence is where I'm working. It's my day job, and sure. I'm the associate director, and we believe that in the power of emotions to create an emotional intelligence, to create a more compassionate, effective, and equitable world for our children now and for generations to come. And so we know that emotions matter for every aspect of our life, and we know that we all have emotions all day long, and they're impacting our lives all day long. And obviously, I just spent an hour talking with you, and we spent an hour talking about how our emotions impact our relationships, right?
Sure.
And so Ruler is recognizing, understanding, labeling, expressing, and regulating our emotions and others. And those are the five skills and knowledge sets of emotional intelligence. So we say that if you have that we train people and educate people in the knowledge and attitudes and skills of emotional intelligence that RULER stands for, recognizing, understanding, labeling, expressing, and regulating your emotions and others.
I love that.
And we are working.
No, I was just going to say, I love acronyms, you know, with a background in medicine. Medicine, we used acronyms for everything. So I love that acronym. And it's not every day I get to, you know, talk with an associate director from Yale. So I was just curious what that acronym spelled out. And it ties in very nicely to the topic of today's show, gaslighting, the emotional state. And so I will definitely apply that to my own journey. And I hope that our inspired listeners can take that with them on their journey as well, because that's what our show is about. It's about inspiring, creating, you know, inspiration for today, for future generations, and having, you know, insightful, interesting conversations like what we're having today, so people can start making a change in their life, because that change in their life makes a change within the world, and that vibration and frequency and energy. I'm just curious, Dr. Stern, as we get into the last few minutes of the show here, one of the things that I like to do for our guests, kind of put you on the spot, is who is somebody that inspires you, and where do you draw your inspiration from to be able to share such practical, insightful information?
Well, that's a wonderful question, actually. I have been blessed to have many people in my life who inspire me daily. And I think that the person I would most focus on when I think about someone who has inspired me in the past, and especially to do this work in the world, is my mentor, Frank Lockman, who I wrote about in the book. Mm-hmm. And he was the person who offered me that visualization years ago when I was talking to him about my patients. And he was a colleague of mine and a mentor and teacher for many years. And what I loved most about Frank was his quiet, gentle manner, supported by his brilliant mind, and his calling to help people by giving them the space to tell their own story. Mm-hmm. And by listening deeply to what was going on for each one of his patients, or each one of his colleagues, or each one of his students in a class. Mm-hmm. And I just was moved by the depth of his listening and by his caring for the way people drove themselves crazy, and for his insight in helping all of us who were his students and his colleagues to think more deeply about our patients, mm-hmm. and to think more deeply about the ways in which people get in their own way. And also the way in which he practiced was really a strength-based model. Frank is a leader a thought leader in self-psychology. And where the belief is not that you're struggling with some horrible conflict that happened early on, it's that perhaps if you didn't develop something, because it wasn't there for you to be scaffolded, and that if the if your social and emotional environment is right, you will naturally move to the next step of your own development. And I like to think about that also, even it's relevant to this conversation.
Sure.
If you are surrounded with love, if you give yourself compassion, if you have the right spiritual voices around you, if you have the right or sufficient love around you, you are going to move to your next level of awareness. And it is so much about self-awareness. And I think that Frank was really a master at helping people to tune into themselves with his reflections and his support and his scaffolding.
Awesome.
So thank
you,
Frank.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I find it important to learn about people that inspire us, because we do all have a story to tell, and it's those teachers and those mentors and those people that guide us that help us with our own journey. And you're right, self-awareness, emotional intelligence, using the ruler application for this lovely conversation we've been having the last hour. As we start to wrap up the show, Dr. Stern, if you could give just one or two takeaways from the book, Gaslighting, what would you want the inspired listeners to know on a takeaway as we get ready to close?
In the book, I talk about looking to your flight attendants. I use the metaphor of flying because I don't really like to fly, although I do it all the time. And when I'm on the plane, one of the ways that I feel comforted if there's turbulence or if the lights flicker, is I look to the flight attendants. And we can all look to our own flight attendants in our lives.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave
it
there.
Thank you, Dr.
Stern. We did run out of time. Yeah.
Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you focusing this hour on this important topic.
You bet. Fun show. Fun show. Thanks, Kim. To all our inspired listeners, we'll be back next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, here on Om Times Radio. Until our next soul adventure, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.